This is an introduction to the fundamentals of the practice of Agnisara. Agnisara is one of the master practices of the Himalayan tradition. And Agni means fire or light or intelligence. Sara means essence. So together, Agnisara means the basic building blocks of your inner intelligence, your inner light, your inner fire. When we do the practice of Agnisara, we work mostly with the pelvis, building a foundation, and also the abdomen, lighting the fire. So the pelvis is like the fire pit. We want it strong and able and flexible. We also want this area of the fire to be strong and accessible. When we talk about Agnisara being the master practice of the tradition, we want to know why. Why is it so important? If we look just on the physical level, when we do Agnisara, just physically, what it does is it helps, first of all, in the pelvic floor with incontinence. It helps in the pelvis bring a stability. And in the abdomen, it helps with digestive issues, eliminatory issues, sexual and reproductive disorders. So just physically, it's an aid, it's a boost to your health. And then if you look at the mental or emotional level of Agnisara, what its benefits are, what its gifts are, we see that, first of all, it aids in the elimination, assimilation, or digestion of our emotions, our life experiences. It allows us to process those in a way that is healing for us. Not just our life experiences, but our emotions. And then, because it works on a subtle level too, in the emotional realm, it helps release some of the residue, the toxic residue that we have from those strong emotions that sometimes we don't know what to do with. Anger, hatred, resentment, self-sabotage, self-hatred. It loosens the grip of those, but also removes the residue from those. So then if we look even more subtle than that at the nervous system, because of the way we use the breath and the muscles of the abdomen, including the diaphragmatic muscle, it helps with stimulating the vagus nerve to allow, and once the vagus nerve is stimulated, that helps reduce anxiety. It also works because this is the area that produces most of the serotonin in the body. As we clear this area, as we make it healthier, that allows the neurotransmitters to be more balanced. Also, because of the practice of Agnisara and because of what it does in the neurological level as well as the physical level, we can begin to reduce the grip of depression and despair. Not only those heavy emotions of anger and frustration, but despair and hopelessness and depression, and also self-doubt, which is really important to let go of, to not carry that around. That's so harmful to a person, self-doubt, lack of faith in yourself. So not only does it decrease our grip on those, but those negative qualities, mental and emotional qualities, but it also increases our self-confidence. It increases our ability to believe in ourselves. It increases self-trust, which is always really nice. And then on the more subtle level, it begins to support and enhance our own will and determination. It fires that up for us to know what we're going to do. It increases gut intelligence. So we know what we're going to do, we know how to get there, and we have the strength and the vitality to do that. Also, it's actually a practice that increases prana shakti, the basic foundation of energy, healing energy in our body. It increases that. That prana shakti heals at every level, physically, emotionally, and mentally. It engenders healing at each level. It increases, Agnisara increases the fire element, the intelligence, the luminosity in every single cell. So this is why we do the practice. This is why it's a master practice. And we're going to start with basic fundamentals so that you move into it in a way that's easy and doable and graceful for you. One of the things that you want to remember, though, is there, because it increases pressure in the body, there are some precautions. If you have untreated high blood pressure, untreated heart disease, detached retina, glaucoma, any kind of recent eye surgery, any kind of abdominal surgery, a hiatal hernia, if you're pregnant or you're menstruating, you may want to hold off on this and make sure you check with your doctor before beginning any practice like this. So, also, to begin the practice, you may need a block or a cushion or a blanket. We'll be using a block and either a cushion or a blanket. So get what you need, and we'll start. The best position to start in is crocodile. So lie face down. Rest your forehead on your forearms. Make yourself comfortable. And be sure to let your abdomen and your pelvis rest on the floor so there's no stress in them right now. Just the best you can. And if this position isn't comfortable for you, lie on your back and place your hands on your belly. That's perfectly fine. What we want to do here is establish diaphragmatic breathing. The diaphragm is the top muscle of the abdominal area. It separates the abdominal area from the heart. So as we rest here in this position or with your hands on your tummy, you automatically begin to breathe more deeply and activate that muscle, the diaphragm. That in and of itself begins to relax the vagus nerve system and reduce anxiety. So already you've started the practice. Take your attention to the tummy area so that you can actually be aware of this area of your body, both in the back as well as in the sides and as well as in the front. And then don't cut yourself off between the abdomen and the waist. Make sure that you have a continuous movement of the breath or awareness of the breath there. So loosen that invisible belt that we sometimes put on. And let the very subtle movement of the breath find its way into the pelvic area as best you can. And in this practice right here, in this crocodile, your breath is relatively smooth. The inhale and the exhale are relatively even. There's no gap in the breath. So the breath continues, inhale to exhale to inhale. And right now, it's quiet, there's no noise in the breath, and the breath moves deep without effort. There's no effort. You're welcome to stay in this position as long as you like, as long as it takes for you to really connect with your breath. And then when you're ready, we'll move on. So you can pause if you like here. When you're ready, bring your legs together so they're about hip distance apart, comfortable. And this you can do on your back or on your tummy. And then take your attention. You've drawn your attention down to the pelvis with the breath. Now take your attention to the pelvic floor. There's a hammock-type sling of muscles between the tailbone and the pubic bone. And we'll work internally with that hammock-type set of muscles that supports the internal glands and organs. But we'll start with working the buttocks. So take a breath in, and as you exhale, squeeze the buttocks. And do that twice on an exhale. Squeeze, release on the inhale. And then just rest and breathe. Now internally, find that sling from the tailbone to the pubic bone. And as you exhale this time, see if you can start at the tailbone and begin to draw that sling, those muscles, all the way up and inside, all the way to the pubic bone. And in the process, you would close the anal sphincter muscle and close the urethra sphincter muscle. So you go from the buttocks externally through the rectal area, through the perineum, through the urogenital area, lifting up and in, and as you inhale, release. So the whole sling is lifted and released. Try that a couple more times. For those of you familiar with Kegel exercises, it's very similar to that, where you draw the pelvic floor up and in, but we do it on an exhale and then relax on an inhale. And then rest and breathe. So now you're familiar with the pelvic floor, and this is really important in doing the practice of Agnisara, so that we don't leak the energy that we're manifesting in the practice. Now roll over onto your back. And start with your knees bent, your feet flat on the floor, and separate your feet wide, almost as wide as your mat or wider than your hips. Take your hands on your tummy for just a moment. Breathe here. Remember that you're still breathing through the abdominal pelvic region, and rock your knees from side to side to give you a little bit more room. See how you can stretch this way and breathe deeper into the pelvis, and then stretch this way and breathe deeper into the pelvis on this side. So back and forth like that. Just gently make it easy and let the breath find its own way deep into the pelvis. In Agnisara, what we're doing is we're taking the prana that we have already in the body that actually guides the breath, and we're using it to activate the prana that's still sleeping in the tissues of our body. So we need the breath deep and easy and in our awareness to be able to take it to the very places and use the muscles at the same time to awaken the prana that's sleeping in the body. And then come back to center. Now we've worked the back of the pelvis using the buttocks, the floor of the pelvis using the pelvic floor lift, and now the front of the pelvis, the muscles between the hip bones and the pubic bone in the navel. You have horizontal muscles and you have vertical muscles. We'll engage all of those. Start with the horizontal ones. So take a breath in. You can have your hands just like this on your abdomen or a little lower. And when you exhale, press your hip bones together as you draw them together and draw the pubic bone towards the navel. So the whole front panel is engaged. As you inhale, relax. And as you exhale, do this again. Side together, pubic bone to navel. And as you inhale, then release. Try that two or three more times on your own and see where you might be weakest. If you're weakest in those deep horizontal muscles, spend more time there. If you know that you're weak in these vertical muscles, then spend a little bit extra time there. Make sure when you inhale, you release completely. And exhale one more time. Pubic bone to navel, hip bones towards center. And as you inhale, release. And now rock your knees from side to side again. Make sure that you're not gripping in any of these places. Still with a nice, deep, smooth breath. And then come back to center when you're ready. And now is the time to take your block, or you can use a pillow or a rolled up blanket, and place it between your thighs. Bring your feet a little closer to your pelvis and hip distance apart. Just rest for a moment and breathe. Now, before we do it, I'll tell you what we'll do is activate all the areas that we've already done and include this time the inner thighs. That's the purpose of the block, is to engage the inner thighs. So we'll start with the buttocks and then internally start at the tailbone, draw the rectum in, close the anus, the anal sphincter muscle, draw the perineum in, draw the urogenital area in and close the urethra sphincter muscle, and then draw the two hip bones together and draw the pubic bone towards the navel. So the entire pelvis is engaged, but not gripping. Take your time. If it takes two or three breaths, that's fine. You don't have to do this all in one breath, and we won't. We'll take our time. So take a nice breath in. And then when you're ready, exhale and draw the buttocks together and draw the rectum in, close the anus. Now breathe. Keep that engagement, though, as best you can. And now press the block a little bit more, draw the perineum in, and draw the urogenital area in, close the urethra sphincter muscle, and keep breathing. And now, lastly, draw the hip bones together and draw the pubic bone towards the navel. So you've created this fire pit, starting at the back, going towards the floor of the pelvis, and then ending at the front of the pelvis. Hold it for just another breath or two. Notice if there's any weak places that you need more attention. Take your awareness there. And then on your next inhale, release everything and set the block aside for a moment. We'll do this again, but right now, make sure that you've relaxed everywhere. Rock the knees briefly from side to side, just a little bit, to stretch those inner thighs even, as well as the hip joints and the pelvis and the pelvic floor and the back and the front of the pelvis. And then come back to center when you're ready. And now place the block between the thighs, and we'll do this again. And again, I would encourage you, take your time. This is basically what we're trying to do, is find each set of muscles that's going to assist us in the practice of Agnisara. So if you find somewhere in the pelvic area that you're weak or that these muscles aren't working so well for you, spend time there. Don't be afraid to stop for a moment and just be curious about that and begin to see how you can engage maybe just a little bit, and then you can move on. And then once you've engaged everything, take a few moments there and see if you can find specifically where you might leak the energy that you're trying to contain and enhance. And that's really what you want to do, is discover where those places are in your body that might not be supportive of Agnisara, and then be more patient there, be more kind there, and bring your breath there. So let's do it again. Take a breath in, and as you exhale, you start with the buttocks, engage, draw the rectum in, close the anus, press the block lightly, draw the perineum in, keep breathing. When you're ready, draw the urogenital area in, close the urethra sphincter muscle. You're still breathing. You're still engaged. Now draw the two hip bones towards center and draw the pubic bone towards the navel. Now you have the entire engagement. You want to breathe and find where you might be weaker, that you might lose the energy or not be able to enhance the energy there. And that's where you're kinder. You have more compassion there for yourself. You're curious at that place. And then see if you can gently strengthen those weak areas. And one more time on an exhale, engage everywhere. And on the inhale, relax. Set the block aside. Breathe into the entire pelvic region. So every cell of every tissue gets to breathe. Every scar that you hold there, every sorrow that you hold there, everything gets to breathe. That's how we loosen the grip of the suffering that the body holds and begin to enhance the innate healing nature of each tissue. Now we've built the fire pit. Now we want to move up to the abdomen and make sure the muscles here are active and can engage enough to support the practice. So start by moving your pelvis to the left and bring your knees to the right. So just a simple twist. Take your left hand or both hands on your left tummy and breathe there. Just take a breath in here. This is the area that has your, on the left side, you have the stomach and the spleen. You have the transverse and descending colon. So breathe into this area. Get familiar with this part of your body. We'll churn these tissues. You have the intestines here. The pancreas is on this side. So now as you exhale, see if you can give them a little squeeze, this whole side, just a little squeeze. And as you inhale, release. And try that two or three more times, maybe a total of four times. Exhale, squeeze, inhale, release. So whatever's caught in the cells, you begin to release that. And last time, the squeeze, and then a nice deep inhale to nourish, replenish, and activate the tissues here. Continue to breathe right into this area, right underneath your hands, because the breath works on the more subtle level. So that prana that guides the breath is already in the tissues here working. Come back to center. Breathe into both sides. And then when you're ready, do the other side. Move your pelvis to the right, bring your knees to the left. And you can always rest your knees on something if that's comfortable for you. Both hands or one hand on the right side of the abdomen. Here you have the ascending colon, the liver, which is a large organ and can hold a lot of our life experiences, our frustrations, our doubts. So we want to make sure that the liver gets to breathe. The transverse colon, the gallbladder, and the intestines are also here. Once you've established breathing here, then use the breath on the exhale. Use the muscles to squeeze these organs. And on the inhale, relax. And do this four times on this side if you did it. Whatever you did on the other side, do it that many times on this side. The last time you do that squeeze, see if you can squeeze a little bit more, activate those muscles a little bit more. And then once you've done it four times or an equal amount, then rest and breathe and feel the breath move into the tissues. You may be able to sense that the tissues have a little bit more freedom now. And that's what we want to look for, to give ourselves more freedom inside, to discover our inner gems that are here in this area. The abdomen is filled with light, its own intelligence. It's the city of gems, of self-effulgent gems. So as we work this area, these gems, these treasures begin to show themselves in our life. Come back to center. Breathe into both sides. And then roll over onto your side and come into table pose. We'll work with the breath again. As you exhale, round the back. So you open up this whole area behind the abdomen, and then as you inhale, release. And do that a few times, just getting comfortable with this. Here, you're putting a little pressure on the kidneys and adrenals, and now you're opening them, opening the rib cage that supports and protects those organs and glands. And now you're squeezing them a bit. The low back is getting a little bit squeezed here. The belly opens nicely. And as you exhale again, you're rounding, taking the sacrum down, the tailbone down, opening up the low back, the kidney adrenal area. And just once or twice more, use the breath. When you inhale, inhale completely and stretch. Let this area soften and open. But now, as you exhale, on your next exhale and round the back, pull the tummy in to meet the spine. So you draw the belly up to meet the spine. And be mindful that if you've just eaten or had something, a big drink or something, don't put too much pressure here on your abdomen. You don't want to disturb digestion. So it's best to do these practices on an empty stomach first thing in the morning. So you're squeezing, lifting the abdomen up to meet the spine here. Just once more like that. So you get familiar. Work with the breath. Now you inhale. Stretch the abdominal area. And on the exhale, round the back and engage the abdominal area all the way up to the spine. And then come back to neutral and rest there for a moment. Or you can even rest in child's pose for just a moment. We're only going to be a moment, but if you want to take a break, do that. So now you're aware of this area and squeezing this area. Now the work that you did on the floor, we'll do the pelvic floor lift. So squeeze the buttocks just a little bit in this position as you exhale, and then draw the pelvic floor in from the tailbone to the pubic bone. Draw that up again, up and in. And then as you continue to round, draw the belly in, the lower belly and the upper belly. So you draw the belly in as you exhale. And then as you inhale, release the belly, release the lower belly, release the pelvic floor, pubic bone to tailbone, release the buttocks. That's a lot. So let's try it again slowly. And if you want to take a few breaths, you can. So take a breath in, and we'll do it in a few breaths. As you exhale then, begin to round the back and squeeze the buttocks. Draw the tailbone to the pubic bone, up and in. Do that pelvic floor lift. Now take a breath in for just a moment. And as you exhale, continue. Draw the hip bones together, the pubic bone towards the navel and the tummy in. And then as you inhale, release the tummy, release the lower belly, release the pelvis. We'll try that one more time. So as you exhale, buttocks, tailbone to pubic bone, hip bones, pubic bone to navel, navel to the sternum. All press up and in. And as you inhale, release from the top, sternum to navel, navel to pubic bone to tailbone, buttocks. And now rest in child's pose. And let everything relax. So from your thighs to the tailbone, pubic bone, the sacrum, the low back, the middle back, even the shoulders. Everything relaxed, let it breathe. And then take your time. When you're ready, come up to standing. And just swing your arms for a minute, just to loosen up the upper body. And as Constance is doing, bend the knees, relax the ankles, the hips, everything kind of frees up. You're moving energy throughout the body. We've been focused here, and now we just want to move. And then when you're ready, just come back to center and shake out your wrists, your hands. Roll your shoulders around a couple of times. Good. And then what we'll do is separate your feet. Bend your knees. I'm going to have you turn and face this way. Bend your knees And see how Constance is just resting just the same as she did in table pose. These arms are straight, the knees are slightly bent to give her the support, and the weight goes down through her lower legs. So there's her back and her tummy and her pelvis can be completely free. Now take a breath in, and as you exhale, pull the tummy in and round the back. Same as you did in cat-cow. Just the tummy here, just the navel area as you inhale, release. So you do two or three abdominal squeezes. As you exhale, belly comes in, back rounds. Same as table. Get familiar with that. As you exhale, you draw the tummy in, round the back. As you inhale, release. Soften. Once more. And then as you inhale, come up. Shake out the wrists again, shake out the hands, roll the shoulders around. Now we'll do the same thing and add the pelvic floor. So it's a simple pelvic floor lift from the tailbone to the pubic bone. Draw the navel in. So take a breath in. As you exhale, draw the pelvic sling up and in, draw the belly in. As you inhale, release the belly, release the pelvic floor. Try that two or three more times till you really get familiar with that. It's really comfortable for you. Work with the breath. Now she's inhaling when she releases. And as she exhales, you lift the pelvic floor, draw the tummy in. On the inhale, you release the tummy, release the pelvic floor. Inhale, everything relaxes. Come back up to standing. Shake your arms out again. Make sure those wrists are still comfortable. Roll the shoulders around. And see if you can just take a moment and breathe deep into your tummy area. Just see the pelvis, the abdomen. Notice the energy that's there. Notice what's there now for you. You're beginning to light this internal shakti, this prana shakti, this fire, Agni Sara, the very essence of that intelligence that's sleeping in your tummy pelvic region. You're beginning to awaken that. See what it feels like for you. And then we'll add a little bit more. So this time when you do this, remember to gently squeeze the buttocks. Just, it's a very gentle action. Gently, like you're hugging the tailbone, and then draw in from the tailbone to the pubic bone. Draw up and in, close the sphincter muscles, and then draw the hip bones together, pubic bone to navel, and navel in. So everything comes up and in. Everything draws into the center, and as you inhale, release. And do that a few more times. Start with the buttocks engaging, pelvic floor lifts, lower belly, upper belly, all draw into the center. Pressing against the sacrum, pressing against the low back. As you inhale, everything releases. It helps if you can start from the top down. That may take some practice, but take your time and do that. Practice that. And just one more time, take a breath in here. And as you begin your exhale, buttocks, tailbone to pubic bone, draw up and in, sphincters close, hip bones together, pubic bone to navel, navel in towards the spine. You're pressing against the sacrum and the low back. And then as you inhale, you release everything and come back up to standing. And you can do that a few more times. You can do that until you get really comfortable with it. When you first start, take your time, don't overdo it, but do enough so that you can actually begin to feel a little bit of activation, something that's new and awakened in you that hasn't been awakened before. You have the power, the will, the intelligence, the light in you. That's all we're doing is taking our time and waking that up in every single cell, every single tissue. And this is where it begins, right at the pelvis, strengthening, lifting, bringing awareness there. So now, because you may be a little tight here in the abdomen, bend your elbows and just swing a little bit from side to side to undo any tightness that's there, any residual gripping. Make sure you don't hit anybody or anything. And then come back to center and lie down on your mat again, this time with your block or your cushion or your blanket nearby, so that as you lie down, we want to stretch this area a little bit more that we've been compressing. So we'll take a breath in, and as you exhale, lift the pelvis up, take your block or your cushion or your blanket and place it underneath the pelvis for a supported bridge. And now you've got a nice stretch in the tummy area. So breathe into that openness, breathe into that now. And that light, that fire, that intelligence, because you've brought it together, you've compressed it, you've stirred things up, that begins to spread. So it moves through your pelvis, through your thighs, through your legs. It begins very subtly. It's like a river flowing very surely through not just the abdomen, but now in this position, especially through the heart area, through the shoulders and the arms and the throat, and even into the face on a very subtle level, nourishing and supporting and healing the tissues here. Releasing some of that residue that we tend to live with that causes us to see the world with a lack of clarity, a lack of focus. So continue to breathe, letting the abdomen stretch itself and spread that healing energy in very subtle rivers throughout the body. And you can stay here as long as you like. When you're ready, though, just lift the pelvis up, remove your support, and come back down to lie in a brief shavasana or rest pose. And for this, you may want to put a cushion or your blanket underneath your head to give your head support, your neck support, in whatever way feels best for you. Make sure that your legs are comfortable, your pelvis is comfortable, your arms. There's nothing in the way that's going to disturb you. And continue to focus on the breath. But now your body becomes more still. And because there's less obstruction to the breath, the body can rest in the breath. You don't have to breathe. You don't have to think about, oh, I have to breathe this way or that way. Just let your entire body rest in this relaxed, effortless breath. You can take as long as you like here as well. But when you're ready to come up, take a breath in through the nostrils and breathe through the crown of the head. On the exhale, exhale as if you could exhale all the way down to the tips of your toes. Inhale from the tips of your toes to the crown and exhale down to your toes. Take 3 or 4 breaths like this so you integrate through the entire body what you've done. And when you're ready, roll over onto your side and come up to a comfortable seated position. Take a moment, just let yourself relax and breathe. So this is a basic Agnisara practice, and you want to begin to include it in your own practice. It's not a standalone practice. It really should be woven into the practice that you already have. You can use it with sun salutes, so you warm up and then you add Agnisara after you warm up. Or standing poses, you do your warm-ups and then your standing poses, and that's a really good time. I like to weave it in throughout my standing poses if I'm going to do triangle or warrior pose or revolved triangle or half moon. I weave it into that practice, maybe in between moving from one standing pose to another. So you weave it into your practice, and then it doesn't take very long. You start very simply with maybe 2 or 3 minutes of Agnisara. We did a whole series to get you ready for it, and you can go back to that at any time. So maybe your pelvis is showing some signs of weakness, then you might want to start with the pelvic work. You might want to start with the abdominal work. Maybe the abdomen is showing some, it's not getting enough attention. So go back to doing what you need to do. But the practice of Agnisara is really that standing practice where you lift the pelvic floor as you exhale and draw the tummy in. That's a very basic Agnisara practice. And that can be woven into your practice. That's really how you want to take it home. And why would you do this? Again, I'll go back to why. First of all, physically do it so that your body can become the radiant body that it's meant to be and has vitality and strength. Do it emotionally for your emotional self. Do your practice to release the anger and the sorrow and the grip of negative emotions, and to enhance the mind, the body, to enhance your ability to feel life, to have passion for life. Do it for your heart, you know, to allow you to help release the grip of the suffering around the heart, the sorrow, the heaviness of the heart, and so that you also enhance the great Agnisara, that essence of fire that gives you a passion for life. Do it for your mind, to reclaim the brilliancy of your own mind, the steadiness, the stability of your own mind, the intelligence that you already have inside of you. So do it for these reasons. Do it for your life. Do it to increase and enhance the joy in your life. And then just do it.